Blog Talk Radio. Janeiro, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Good. I'm sorry. I don't know what was going on with the show. I guess something weird was going on, but I had to kind of hang up and come back in the show. But
okay.
Maybe something was going on with my phone. I don't know.
Okay.
So, but now, go ahead. You take it over. Go ahead with it.
Oh, how you doing this morning? You doing okay?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. I'm fine. I think my voice may be a little hoarse, but I'm going to try for the sake of time, try to get through, you know, and do what we have to do. I'm a little hoarse today, though, so I hope everybody can hear me a little clear.
I think we're good.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I hear you pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, Frank, I want to thank you now. I want to say thank you again because, you know, I really appreciate, you know, you giving me this little segment on Saturdays when I'm able to get on. So I want to thank you for that. Thank you to the sponsors of the Frank Williams Show. And, of course, everybody who knows me or those of you who are getting to know me from this Blog Talk Radio show, God is the head of my life, and I give him all the praise because he's brought me thus far, and without him, I can do nothing. So thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you to my family, to my friends, to my church family, my work family, to all of you who may be listening today. I need to make one correction from when I was on the first time. I said I was number 9 of 10 kids, and my family kind of ragged on me about that. I am number 10, so let me make that correction right now. I am the last one of 10. Like Frank had said before on the previous show, I have a big family. I'm from a large family, so I'm used to being around a lot of people. And I love people. I love talking to people, and I love encouraging people. For those of you who may be listening to me for the first time, I am Janeiro Madden. I'm from Alabama, but I encourage you to try to go back and not only listen to the show that I did on the first Saturday show, but listen to Frank's shows as well that's recorded in the archives of the Frank Williams Show. He has great shows. I caught up on some yesterday and last night because we work different shifts and we work crazy. So, but I've been catching up on some of the shows, and they were really good. So I encourage you to go back and listen. For the sake of time, I'm just going to go ahead and jump in and try to pick up where I left off. But if you go back and listen, you can kind of come up to speed to where we are. One of my missions right now in life is to bring awareness to teen dating violence and domestic violence. So that is the first thing that I talked about. And I know everybody probably is familiar with the subject or has, you know, in some way maybe have known somebody who's been involved in domestic violence, or you may have been involved in it. But my mission right now is for us to focus on our teens, on our children, on our preteens, on our young adults in their 20s, because I like I said before, at age 15, this behavior started with me. But prior to me being 15, I saw things growing up, and I kind of fell into the same behavior and took it on into my mid-20s. And I know that it's going on in some high schools right now. So that's why I'm really admonishing us to talk to our children, talk to our daughters and our sons. It is not biased at all. Sometimes the girls are the aggressors. So while we're teaching them how beautiful they are and how special they are and how they don't deserve to be abused, they should not be the aggressor, because our guys don't deserve to be abused either. So I got a lot of feedback from the first show that I did. People texted me. People called me. I talked to people at work that listened to the show, and I heard people's story who had been through some of the things that I had been through, some similar things. Talked to people who knew someone had been through abuse. I even talked to some guys that had been involved in relationships like this where the woman was the aggressor. So there you go again. It does happen when the woman is the aggressor. And so my mission is just for us to try to counteract it in our teens so they won't take this behavior into their adulthood. One thing that I did not hear is that anyone talk to their children. That's what I did not hear. I heard a lot of great feedback, but I really wanted to hear, did you talk to your children? And I did not hear that. So I'm going to leave a little space. I'm going to talk about a few more things right quick, but I'm going to leave a little space for Frank to take some calls if he'd like to, from people who had that talk that I'm urging us to have with our children about dating violence and domestic abuse. And before I leave the space for that, I want to go ahead and just talk about what I'm doing, because that was one of the goals that I had for the space that Frank is giving me. I have empowerment bracelets. I call them empowerment bracelets because it's the message that says love yourself enough, abuse is unacceptable. And they are for sale for $2, and they are to help me in my future endeavors, which is one of the things that I have coming up is a play that I have written. And the anticipated date is March the 22nd, 2015. The title of the play is Stop Selling Yourself Short. Now, when I wrote the play, I didn't realize that I had a scene about domestic violence in the play. So I kind of tied it all in together. And it's all working really, really well together, because that is what I'm bringing awareness to. So, again, the bracelets are $2. And the message is love yourself enough. Abuse is unacceptable. And it is unacceptable. And I ordered like 200 bracelets. And within a two-week span, all of the bracelets are gone, thanks to people who have helped me sell them. I think we may have, I don't want to say all, because I think we may have under 20 left. So there's still a lot of bracelets that has gotten out there on people's risk, on teenagers' risk, so they can look at this bracelet and be empowered, you know, and just know that they need to love themselves enough and not be involved in something that's unhealthy, whether they're being the aggressor or they're being the one that's being abused. Like I said before, it's not biased. Please never think that I'm just pro women and I'm all against the men, because I'm not, because I know that it can happen both ways. And I know that we know things are going on in the media. I don't really know too much about the Ray Rice incident, but my heart goes out to the both of them, you know, and I'm praying that they both can get help, you know, get the help that they need, and they can get back on the right track, you know, if they really love each other, that they will both, you know, be respectful and not abuse each other. It's just so sad that these kind of things go on in relationships between two people who say they love each other, and that's the thing that gets me, you know, when you really love somebody, you know, why would you want to hurt them like in any type of way? And again, I know relationships are not perfect. I know that there will be storms. I know that things will happen in relationships. But if we could just not put our hands on each other and just learn how to step away and breathe, or, you know, talk about it or bring a mediator in, then that will help. Because, again, it's very important that our children see the right example in relationships. And I need to make this one thing clear too. When I talked about the abuse that I went through and the person that I went through it with, he did come back later on and apologize to me, you know, a few years later. And I accepted his apology. I forgave him. I don't have any bitterness in my heart against him. All is forgiven. We're cordial when we do see each other. And I just want to say to somebody that forgiveness is part of the healing. Because I did speak to one young lady that had went through some things with her children's father, and she is kind of stuck in a place where she hasn't forgiven him yet, even though the relationship is over and the children are grown up. But I just want to say to her and anybody else that may be in that same situation, you really are stuck. And I know it's easier said than done, but you have to find it in your heart to forgive so you can be free and the person can be free. And you can learn from the mistakes and not put yourself in that same situation. But most of all, so you can live your best life that God has for you. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm living my best life. I'm 41, And I know the best is still yet to come, but I'm 41, and I encountered this behavior when I was 15 and took it into my mid-20s. And for a long time, like I talked about, like the mental damage that it does to you, I was just in a bad place. And I know that there are some people still maybe in a bad place. You still may have low self-esteem, and I still battle stuff. Sometimes I put on clothes, and I feel like this don't look right. That don't look right. But that's just what we do as humans. But internally, we need to be healthy. So I admonish you today to just really forgive and move on so you can begin to heal. And I'm going to kind of stop right here and let Frank, you know, come in and try to take some calls if he can.
Okay, thanks, Janeiro. Right now, if there's anyone out there who are up on the show right now or that want to call into the show and ask a question, Or you could make a statement or if something's going on in your life that you may want to talk about right now, go ahead and do that. You know, if not, that's fine. Sometimes I find people all the time, and right now I don't have anyone who's press number one that wants to make a comment or have a question, but sometimes I have this all the time where there'll be people up on the show, and then after the show, they'll send me a text or they'll send me an email or something and say, Frank, I wanted to talk on the show, but I just don't like talking in front of a whole lot of people. Well, you know, although it may be, you know, a few thousand people listening to the show, at the same time, when you think about it, it's just you and I. It's just us talking back and forth. You, me, and the guest on the show. It's just us talking back and forth. Don't think of it as, you know, 1,000 people listening to you talk. Although it is, you know, but just think of it as you talking to me, okay? You talking to me, because no one can see you. All we can do is hear you. But right now, Janeiro, I got a full house, but no one's asking to be on the show.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, at least they're listening. So thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And I totally understand that people are shy. People don't want to talk, and maybe they, you know, not ready to take that step yet. But I've been talking. I think I came out of my mother's womb talking, and I've been talking. You know, but that was taken away from me when I did go through the abuse because, you know, it just kind of beat me down. You know, like I said, I had low self-esteem, and I remember one time I was even afraid to just laugh and be happy because I thought every time I would be happy, something would happen or go wrong, and that was the pattern that was seeming to be happening in my life. So I had to, you know, work on me, and I had to take account of the things that I had done in my life, and I had to admit my own faults and my own wrongdoings, and that's all a part of the healing process. So today on this segment, of Empowerment Saturday, I just admonish you really to try to find it in your heart to forgive, and it could not even be abuse. It could be anything else. You know, you may be holding a grudge against somebody, or you know, somebody may have wronged you, or somebody may have disappointed you, but remember that we're only human, and we're going to do that, and we've all disappointed somebody. We've all offended somebody. We've all done something wrong to somebody. You know, in relationships, we may have been the one that breached the contract or the commitment. You know, you might have stepped out, or you might have did something or whatever, but forgiveness is the key to healing. You know, so if you are one of those that is listening today and you just may not want to talk right now, I just encourage you to just find some space today, you know, before you get your day started. Just find some space to try to just find it in your heart to forgive. And I promise you, it'll lift weights off of you. You will know that you're healed. You'll know that you can live, and there are other things waiting on you, you know, for you to encounter. And you just don't have to have a life full of drama, you know, full of chaos. And I do want to say that I know some things happen sometimes to people that are just horrific. And it may seem like it's just unforgivable. You know, if something happened in your childhood, sometimes we're taken advantage of or we're violated. You know, male and female, both, we have secrets in our past that we can't talk about or can't get over. But you still have to find a way to forgive the other person so you can be free. So I would just say to our listeners today, you know, and to ourselves, just find it in your heart. You know, do yourself a favor. Because you're really doing it for yourself, because you're the one actually in bondage when you don't forgive and when you try to hold something over somebody's head for what they've done to you. Right now at my church, we are studying the bait of Satan, and the book is really good. And one of the examples that he gave is when, you know, when things happen in our life, we begin to build walls and we begin to try to protect ourselves from things happening again, or, you know, from this person or that person. And even though we think we're building a wall of protection, by the time you get through with the wall, you really imprisoned yourself. You've really built a whole prison around yourself. And I know that things happen in our life, you know, where we might have trust issues, or we may have feelings of rejection because we've been rejected before. And I know all those things hurt. I know all those things are hard to get over, but I'm telling you right now that I am a living witness. You can get past it. You can heal from it. You can live after it. You don't have to stay in that prison. Start tearing that wall down today, but you can start by forgiving. Forgiving yourself, forgiving your parents, forgiving an ex-husband or ex-wife, forgiving a friend, forgiving your children. Children, forgive your parents. I mean, that's just what I feel today, that the empowerment for today is just for us to forgive. No matter what happened, you can live after it because you're still living now. You may be hurting. You may be hurting from it, and you may still, you know, feel some feelings from it. You may be scarred in some kind of way, but you can live your best life if you forgive. You know, that's just the word of the day that I have, you know, in my heart that I want to share. Just forgive today. Frank, you can take it back.
Okay, well, thank you, Gennaro, and we got about a minute left in the show, but thank you for coming on the show. We look forward to you coming on again. And again, guys, I think it's a very, very good message. If you have sons or daughters, and a lot of people, you know, pick this stuff up from their parents. A lot of people pick stuff up from their parents. And, you know, if you are in an abusive relationship and you have kids, they are watching. So, again, guys, thank you for tuning in, and thanks, Gennaro, for everything. And
thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. So again, guys, thank you for tuning in. Tune in to the show again on Monday, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Beaver Show. Have a great Saturday.
You walk meant to stay.